Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer, talking beef demand in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
We've seen cattle prices level out a bit over the last week or so after recovering at least some of the losses from the cattle market collapse from primarily August-September. Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Extension Livestock Market Economist up at Kansas State University, joining us today. On a regular basis, he does something called a quarterly all-fresh beef demand update. And he's just finished the numbers for the third quarter. Glenn, what do you see about beef demand right now for the cattle industry?
So it's more positive news for the cattle industry. Narrowly, that index was up almost 9% in the third quarter of 15 relative to the third quarter of 2014. That is the sixth consecutive quarter we've had at least a 5% increase in demand. And just real quickly, what that means is the public has been paying more for these beef pounds than we otherwise anticipated. They're seeing more value in them. They're willing to open up their wallets and spend more money on them. That means more money is going throughout the entire industry, raising the tide for all, if you like. Narrowly, the reason we have that almost 9% increase was we had a 2% increase in per capita consumption and a 6% increase in inflation-adjusted price for the quarter. And if I had my whiteboard here, which obviously we can't do in radio, is when you increase both price and quantity, that means the demand curve shifted out, which again means, in this case, we moved more pounds at a higher price, so you have higher revenues for the industry, which filters its way through wholesale level, fed cattle, feeder cattle, whole way. But going into this past week, those third quarter numbers are just confirmation of over a 3-year trend of very positive beef demand strength.
Now, as Dr. Tonzer said, we've made some remarkable progress in moving the needle on beef demand. In fact, this is some of the best beef demand numbers that we've seen since the early 1990s.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's actually kind of a cumulative statement. So the index I'm referring to is based back to 1990. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of demand erosion throughout many years in the 90s that I've belabored in other settings. We've erased a lot of that to where we're all the way back to demand strength from 1991. Now, nobody wants to go back in time, right? That sounds like it's going the wrong way. But when you had many years of losing demand, and then more recently we've been enhancing demand, I'm trying to give some context on these last 3 years and the magnitude of it has in aggregate, offset, erased, right, whatever term you want to use, some of those prior losses. So we've made a lot of headway of regaining what was lost, if you like, throughout the 90s.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking about the latest numbers from his third quarter 2015 all fresh beef demand update, up again and showing some very solid growth, real growth for beef demand, something that the cattle industry can be very thankful for. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Livestock Auction Special Female Replacement Sale coming up this Saturday, November 7th, 11 a.m. at Apache, Oklahoma. About 700 head of quality fall and spring calving cows and heifers to be sold, including 280 A-eyed heifers, 120 pasture bred from one ranch, all bred to low birth weight Gardner Angus Ranch bulls, 300 head of fall and spring calving cows and heifers from local reputable consigners. For more information, contact the folks at Apache Livestock Auction, 888-926-9696. That's our latest edition of the Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.